I'm speaking with Will Prosper. Will is a member of Mariana Republic. He is also a spokesperson for the Coalition Against Police Abuse and Repression. Will, welcome once again to No One Is Legal Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Will, the family of Freddy Villanueva has become more outspoken recently. They have expressed concerns about the public inquiry that was called by the Quebec government into the shooting death of Freddy Villanueva. Could you provide our listeners with a bit of context about some of the recent news concerning the concerns expressed by the Villanueva family?
Most definitely. It all started at the beginning that the government actually stated that they will cover the lawyer fee for the Villanueva family, as well as the Jeffrey family. Jeffrey was a youth that was shot as well when Freddy was shot deadly by the police officers, and also by the family of Denis Meas. And recently, about 2 weeks ago, the government stated that they will not cover the lawyer's fees for Denis Meas and Jeffrey Sagar Metelis. So, and also the fee for the Villanueva families, the lawyer fee will only be for a lawyer assisting the family. So it's not a lawyer that will go through the proof. He won't have access to the exhibit and everything. So it's just a lawyer that will be there through the whole process, and he will be paid from 9 to 4 o'clock, and he will assist Danny when he goes in front of the judge sans façon. So it's not even a lawyer that will be paid full time to investigate the whole proof. So he won't have access to that. So that's why the family has only one lawyer, and that's one lawyer that will assist the family, while the police, they have 6 lawyers, and it's not just anybody. It's above of most of the quality lawyers, so it's way above the top. So it's really the proportion. It's mostly based that the police officers, they have 6 lawyers, but 2 police officers, and the family have just one lawyer for 3 victims. So it sends a message that this whole inquiry won't open the truth of what really happened during the event. So it seems like it is a cover-up, actually.
Yeah, it seems like this inquiry is sort of stacked before it begins. It's already been decided that the officers in question won't be charged. You've described the disproportion when it comes to legal representation. And from what I understand, the family is considering boycotting this inquiry. Is that true?
Yeah, so far the family will boycott the whole inquiry because they feel right now that they won't have the truth and they won't shed any light to what happened. It's just like Martin Luther King once said. He said, obscurity doesn't bring obscurity. You need to bring light to bring light to obscurity. And right now, it's not been done by the government. It seems like they want to do a cover-up. It's just going to be a repeat of the investigation that was conducted by the police officers of SQ. So it will just be that. And if they have 6 lawyers, I don't think that the police officers will answer any questions from. And also, it's the family that has to ask a question because there won't be any lawyers from the other side to contre-interroger.
Cross-examine.
Exactly. There won't be any cross-examination from any lawyer. So when the police officers will stand up and before the judge, nobody will do a cross-examination of that police officer. And also, if somebody does that, they have 6 lawyers to prevent them from saying anything that they should be saying. So we feel that there's a big cover-up going on right now, and we need to shed some lights on what happened on those events, and we won't get any justice from that. And that's why the family is boycotting the whole event, and this is totally normal because we won't get any answers from that process.
One important tactic in trying to bring justice to this issue, and more generally on issues around police violence, police repression, racial profiling, has been to take to the streets. I mean, we provide communiques, we talk to the media, we lobby, and we do the rest, but one method has been to take to the streets. That was seen most obviously in the immediate aftermath of Freddy Villanueva's death during the so-called Mariano riots. There was a demonstration back in October. There was more recently a demonstration during the winter returning to the site of where Freddy Villanueva was killed. And the family, from what I understand, is now calling for another demonstration at very short notice this coming Saturday. So could you talk about that demonstration, what's its purpose, where it's going to happen, And where should people go to lend support to the Villanueva family and to everybody who wants to bring justice in this case?
Yes, the protest will be done on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 7th of February at 1 o'clock at Parc Henri Bourassa. It's on the corner of Pascal and Roland. That's actually where Freddy Villanueva was shot. So it's very important. It's the family that is calling the people to come and join them to assist them in that boycotting of that process of the public inquiry. And they want to send a message to the government, especially Jean Charest, so he can give us a true and a good process, a judiciary process right now, and that's not what we're getting right now. So the family feels that, you know, the only way to do that is to do a march, do a protest, and like we've done in October, like you said, and because we've done that in October, we got the public inquiry, although the public inquiry was not really what we wanted to have because it's under the coroner law instead of the Commission des Enquêtes du Québec, which has more power than the coroner investigation. But still, we need to show that that we are united behind the Villanueva family, because you have to understand what happened to the Villanueva family can happen to anybody, and not just in Montreal. No, it can happen to anybody in MDG, in Outremont, all over Montreal. So we want to make sure that, you know, it's something that won't be repeated, although I doubt it. But we have to make sure that we march together to show the elite governmental, like we say, that we are against the process right now of the inquiry, because we feel it's just going to be another cover-up that they will do everything to protect the police officer once again, and that it won't shed the light of what really happened during the events of August 9th, 2008.
Okay, so once again, for our listeners, this coming Saturday at 1 p.m. at Parc Henri Bourassa at the corner of Pascal and Roland in Montréal-Nord. That's the actual location where Freddy Villanueva was shot down and killed back in August of 2008. There's a demonstration in support of the Villanueva family demanding real justice, demanding that this inquiry not be stacked against them, that they get full legal representation, the exact same representation that the police are getting. So thanks again, Will, for sharing your thoughts, and I encourage again our listeners to come out. Thanks, Will, from Montréal République and the Coalition Against Police Repression and Abuse.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.